Hi and welcome to a new episode of the Spielwarenmesse podcast. I'm glad that you joined me again. My name is Marco Jahn and I work for the digital and content marketing team at Spielwarenmesse EG. In our podcast, I interview exciting personalities from the industry on many different topics, including today. What exactly do you know about Uzbekistan? Most people would probably answer not too much. My guest today, Enver Abdukvayum, is here to change that, because Uzbekistan is one of the new hotspots for the toy industry. Find out what you need to know about the country, the world of toys there, and about his role in the industry. I hope you enjoy it. Hi Enver, and welcome to our Spielwarenmesse podcast. I'm very glad that you're my guest today. How are you doing?
Hi Marco, I'm very fine. I'm doing very well. Now is my vacation. Mm-hmm. Today is the first day. So because I very like to make a video, to make an interview or something, speech, something like this. So it's a very joy and it's my vacation, you know.
And how long is your vacation gonna take?
Till Christmas.
Until Christmas, okay. Until Christmas, yeah. Okay, perfect. I've already briefly introduced you in our intro, but I think our audience wanna get to know you even a bit more. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us who you are and what you do?
I'm Enver Abdukvayum. I'm the owner of biggest toys manufacturing company in Central Asia. We are number one in Uzbekistan. We mostly export to CIS countries. We are emerging market. I am 42 years old. Mm-hmm. Have studied in English school and have make a master's degree. Mm-hmm. On the construction management. But unfortunately, I changed my mind and go to the trade, international business. I started a plastics business, then initiated my first project, toys factory. Mm-hmm. It was my dream. You know, I have lived in Soviet Union, communist regime. There is a very few types of assortment of toys and not everybody can buy. So we always dream to buy perfect toys, like a remote control toy is dream of every child in our country.
It's also a dream of every child here.
Here, yeah. So then it left on my memory. So when I even become the 25 years, I think, why not to start a toys business? Then started a bit small factory. Want to produce what I want to buy when I was a child. Yeah, this is my history. When I was very young, I become a millionaire from this toys industry. Mm-hmm. So I very, very, not like, I love toys.
That's great to hear. But you're not only a tech toy expert, you're also a blogger, you're also an entrepreneur, a restaurateur.
Yes.
On one of your last Instagram posts, you asked your follower, where do they know you from? And then you listed a couple of things like blogger, author, toy expert, as what would you most identify as?
To be honest, what I best like is to be a, not a blogger, but influencer.
Influencer, yeah. Yeah.
This is my dream.
Okay.
Even when I was young, I always dreamed to become famous. Mm-hmm. And to influence other people, especially young people, that they must have their goals. Mm-hmm. Not only live for nonsense,
yeah,
but to achieve something. Then to become delightful, to become more satisfied, to become more self-confident. Then psychological problems will disappear. Now I see many young people have psychological problems. They don't have goals.
Yeah, you also work as a mentor, right?
Yes. Now I am a mentor in Central Asia. Mm-hmm. I have totally around 900,000 followers. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram.
And what's your favorite platform? Is it Instagram? Or
yes, it's Instagram. Yeah, because it's very easy to use. Yeah. I myself can post, myself make small videos.
And many people use it, right? So you have a
also wide direct range. Contact have. Mm-hmm. But in YouTube, I also like, but it's more costly, you know?
Yeah.
To take a YouTube video, big video must be. Also, YouTube videos, you cannot contact with the your followers.
Yeah, that's
only
true.
Comments they write and you reply. It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. But in Instagram, it's very easy. Mm-hmm. In Facebook, I am less well known. Why? Because it needs a very long time. The most big problem I have is the time. Mm-hmm. I have several businesses, not only toys. We have three toys factories. Also, several restaurants, Italian food, national food, Turkish food. Why I opened the restaurant? Because, you know, I'm a very selectable person. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the information about yourself. I mean, today you're obviously here as a toy expert. We're here at the Spielwarenmesse and want to talk about toys. So how long have you been active in the toy industry? Roundabout.
15 years, almost 15 years. I have in mind to open a toy factory in 2007. Mm-hmm. Then after 1 year, I opened my first factory.
Yeah.
Then up to now, we have developed a lot and opened second factory, now opened third. Now we are building special factory, very perfect and certified by European Union. So this new factory will sell only to Europe, and everywhere is very clean and very perfect.
Sounds great. So you're active for around 15 years in the toy industry. Do you also have a favorite toy?
Yes.
What's your favorite toy?
My favorite toy, you know, what is it? It is always Lego.
Lego, yeah. Yes. I understand that. I also played as a child often with Lego. If I have to think about my favorite toy, I don't know if I would count it as a toy, but in the whole toy and games world, I love board games and tabletop games, which you can play with your family and friends. I really enjoy that. But Lego, I understand that.
But group playing toys, I mean not toys, game.
Game?
If you tell game,
yeah.
Then my favorite game is Monopoly.
Classic one. Yeah.
Yeah, because with my family, I have four sons.
Okay.
Four sons. We are a very big family. Also, my mother and father live with us. So we are eight people in my family. So we always, at Saturdays and Sundays, play Monopoly.
Yeah, sounds great.
It lends, it's up to 5-6 hours we play. Yeah.
Perfect. So many people's favorite toys are also presented at the Spielwarenmesse. And that's going to be our next topic. You've been to several Spielwarenmesse before.
Yes.
What's your favorite memory and what do you think is the benefit of the fair?
First time when I was in the Spielwarenmesse, mm-hmm. it's, I think, 2019 or 2018.
Okay.
It was very perfect. There are the people who really inside the business,
yeah,
or related with this business.
It's a B2B fair.
Yes. Maybe you find only one, two customers, but you will find the real customers.
Yeah.
That side I very liked, first of all. Second, what I like is a professionalism. Mm-hmm. Spielwarenmesse, really professional. Everything planned, everything designed. Every detail you have, because you have a 70 years experience. So
yeah.
I feel it. I felt it. Every time I come, I feel about it. What's the benefits? I can tell, even if you not come to exhibit, even you come to the fair yourself as a customer,
yeah.
Even you don't buy anything, you will catch a very creative ideas. Mm-hmm. You will learn where is trend going. What is the new year's plans?
And you get inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm myself as a people, I'm a strategic man. I always have a 10, 20 year plans. Mm-hmm. So that I'm changing some strategies after visiting the Spielwarenmesse, especially this year. I'm an exhibitor and we have a common corporate stand of our Uzbekistan.
And we're going to talk about it in a bit, so don't tell too much.
Okay. So what other benefits? You will catch a new... You will learn from your competitors. Mm-hmm. all the number one, number top 10 companies here. You will learn from them. You will learn what new products will emerge, what they are doing, how to compete with them. Even you can make a strategy there.
That's true. And you can also connect with people from the industry.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge advantage.
Yeah. So especially seminars are very benefit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have attended almost all seminars this year.
Yeah.
And took very much, most important, I took information about new trends and future toys, like future colors. Which colors will be in trend this year?
Or which product categories?
No, even a color, you know, as a producer, if you produce some toys with a red color, you mean red, but red is, I think, 100 reds. But in the fair, I found exactly what red will be trend this year. So this is very important because color is making you profit.
Yeah.
If your color is perfect, child will like, mothers will buy. Mm-hmm. So your sales are huge, your profit is perfect. So that this site I very like.
You already mentioned the pavilions at Spielwarenmesse. We have many, but one of them is Uzbekistan. So how do you see the potential of it as an exhibitor?
A very big potential. We have a corporate booth. Five companies have come to the exhibition. And in this this year's exhibition, we found 74 customers. And the most important, many people around the world knew about us.
Mm-hmm.
Not about my company, about my country.
Yeah.
Like Paraguay, Nicaragua, like African, some small countries didn't know about Uzbekistan.
I'm going to be honest.
You also didn't know.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. But now you know.
Yeah.
You know, our country, maybe not very big, it's a medium size, 37 million people. But we have a great culture. We have a 4,000 year history. We have like this food, rice food. It's called palau, 72 types. And believe me, it's very delicious.
I have to try it one day.
Yes, it's very, very delicious. Any people who eat it will like it. Very amazing country. Only what we have a problem, we have been conquested by Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And 150 years we are isolated. We don't have independence, so we couldn't represent ourselves. But after 1991, thanks to Mr. Gorbachev, he separated us from Russia. We become independent. Now every year we are emerging. Before we have been agricultural country.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are
technology.
Yeah, technology, industrial.
Yeah,
because we have a petrochemical resources. We have oil and gas. So we have a plastics industry. So that if you have like this privilege, our plastics raw material price is the lowest in the world. So our plastic toys are lowest price in the world.
That's great.
This is our advantage.
Yeah.
Big advantage.
So it's not only the price, right? I mean, you've just described the opportunities of the production in Uzbekistan. And can you summarize maybe the advantages in comparison to countries like China, Vietnam or India?
Yes. Let me shortly explain it, conclude it. Like China and Uzbekistan, Uzbekistan's salary is two or three times cheaper than China now. And electricity is two times cheaper than China. And the government, now China don't give any privileges. Our government, I'm now building a $10 million factory.
Mm-hmm.
And my government is allowing me 7 years without any tax.
So he helps you financially?
Yeah, it helps you potentially. Yeah. Also the export privileges, like transportation costs to far distance, half is paid by government.
Mm-hmm.
And all exhibition costs, all certification costs paid by my government. Also GSP Plus. Now, if I export to European Union, there is no customs duty. This year, European Union given us a good privilege to import more from Uzbekistan.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, GSP Plus. We have an agreement. So if European countries want to import from Uzbekistan, they will not pay any customs duty.
So that's the main advantage for, yeah, for international toy companies.
Yes.
If they want to produce together with you their products.
If they want to invest, this is totally big advantage. But even if they only want to buy, is a good advantage. They buy from China, they pay everything, and they have a quota from China. They cannot import much.
Yeah.
Some quota finish, then stop. So, but Uzbekistan, no quotas. You can import as much as possible. But Uzbekistan's potential is also not as much as China. So it's very, very low now.
Yeah, I understand that. So is the Uzbek toy industry mainly concentrating on plastic and plush, or are there other product categories that are also getting produced?
Like 80% is plastic products, mm-hmm, cheap toys, yeah, like a market. When you buy everyday purchasing like small autos or small, mm-hmm, dishes, something like this. And 20% is plush toys, and 5% is dolls, handmade. Mm-hmm. Now, Toy Bola, my company name is, I don't forget it, it's most important. My company name called is Toy Bola. This is a not toy, meaning is not toy.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Bola means smart guy. Toy Bola. The most meaning is smart guy.
Okay.
So Toy Bola, my company name is Toy Bola. We produce more than 300 types of plastic toys. This year, for the Spielwarenmesse, we are bringing handmade dolls produced, manufactured by disabled women.
Have you already built a doll personally?
No.
No? You not know, yet?
No. Because, you know, I'm a very lazy man.
Mm.
Even a lamp, if it's broken, my wife is changing it.
Really? Yeah. You're not doing it yourself?
No, I'm very lazy, you know.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. If your wife does it?
Yes, because my wife very loves me.
That's lovely to hear. Okay, so let's come to our last question of this episode. Are there any exciting innovation in the US Uzbek toy industry you want to talk about?
Yes, we want this year, if we were successful, we will bring this year. Mm-hmm. If we are not finished yet, then next year, I mean 2025.
And can you already tell us a bit about it?
We are I have found old games,
mm-hmm,
of Turkish tribes of Uzbekistan. Now I am making it new toys, national historical games,
mm-hmm,
national historical toys. They are ecological, they are wooden, and they are very, very, very healthy, making your child healthy. Some of games are making your child very healthy on mind,
mm-hmm,
making healthy your soul. Very important.
Definitely.
Some making your child very religious, not only Islam or any religious.
Yeah.
Most important is God is one. So they make this game makes your child to think about God. So if the really very enthusiastic Christians here, they will buy it. Yeah. It's important, I think.
So the people can get excited about Spielwarenmesse 2025 when you bring it.
And also, I think the Europe people very like, I have found some wooden toys, game. It's like a cricket, but for children.
I think it's going to be great in Europe because, especially with the topic of sustainability, is wooden material perfect?
Yeah. I want to bring this game to this year. I will try to bring.
I'm super excited about it.
Premium toy for my market, but for Europe, it's very cheap.
I'm definitely going to visit you and we're going
to I will give one gift to you, Marco.
That would be great. Thank you so much. Enver, thank you so much for being guest on my podcast today. It's now your last chance to talk to our audience. So if you want to summarize anything about our topics today, go ahead.
I want to make a small conclusion.
Yeah.
First of all, I invite all your audience to Uzbekistan. Come to our country, especially in May and June, or in August or September. Why? Because we have exotic fruits, like this big 20 kilos melons. And Uzbekistan is the first country who invented melons. So come to our country, you will test at least 20 types of melons. They cannot be exported. They are natural and they are easily spoiled. So you can eat only in Uzbekistan.
Okay.
And only in August and September.
And I'm sure the nature is beautiful and the people will love the culture and the food.
It's not yet spoiled with chemicals. In Uzbekistan, pesticides is very expensive. So agriculture is without them. Farmers don't have money to use the pesticides. So the our fruit or vegetables are fresh, healthy and ecologically natural. Also very cheap to visit Uzbekistan. Like you go to Portugal or Italy for the German, I mean.
Yeah.
To come to Uzbekistan is more cheaper.
That's great. So the people should come to Uzbekistan?
Yeah. Come to Uzbekistan as a tourist. Visit Tashkent. If you visit Tashkent, come to my restaurant. Its name is Afiyet and Puro.
Perfect. And then they should visit the pavilion at Spielwarenmesse?
Yes. Also, I invite them to visit Spielwarenmesse and Uzbekistan Hall. I will wait you. If you come, I will give you gifts from Uzbekistan, sweet specialties.
Perfect.
I'm
and
bringing with
they
myself.
They should inform themselves about the Uzbekistan toy manufacturing.
Yes. Also about toy manufacturing, if you are very interested, you can follow me on my new account, Anwar Abdu Kayum.
Perfect.
Or toybola.com. There was many information about how to invest in Uzbekistan, how to buy from Uzbekistan, and made in Uzbekistan, everything related with it. We are very related with Europe. We have a history, we have a culture very near to Europe. So I invite all of the people, come to Spielwaren. Don't miss Spielwarenmesse, because not only Europeans, even from the last year, from this year, all Central Asian people I'm inviting and we are coming every year, year and year, Central Asian customers come more. And now, you know, our corporate stand is very small, like 30 meters square, because we many factories didn't want to come, but
hopefully
now 70 companies want to come, but no space, more space.
So hopefully it even grows more in the upcoming years.
Next year we will take again very big booth and bring all 70 companies.
Perfect. So Enver, that's it for our episode. I hope you had fun.
Yes, that's very great.
It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
Also, thank you for listening my speech for the all your audience. Thank you. Welcome to Uzbekistan. Don't miss Spielwarenmesse exhibition.
We're going to see you at the Spielwarenmesse, everybody.
See you on Spielwarenmesse.
Perfect. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.